It's the Veronica Mars podcast now. I don't watch that show, but
that's a song.
That's the theme song for Veronica Mars.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hi, I'm Haley.
I'm Miranda.
And we're the Newport Beach Babes.
Welcome to the OC
Bitch. We are not a Veronica Mars podcast.
We're not marshmallows.
One of my best friends, Ricardo, was obsessed with Veronica Mars when we were in college. And so I feel like that's the only reason why I know that that's the theme song. Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
I would love to watch it.
You being a big Kristen Bell fan, it's surprising to me that you
don't
know it.
Yeah, I know of it. It's very difficult. I've been recommended that I should watch it, but mm-hmm. it's very difficult to get access to. It's coming to Hulu soon because they're doing a new version of it for Hulu. But it was not on any streaming service anywhere unless you paid for it. And I did not.
I think it was on Netflix like way back when we were living together in college. And that's when he watched it all the time.
It's like when we were living together?
When we were living together. Me and you, just don't remember. We're here to talk about the OC, not Veronica Mars.
You know what episode we're going to talk about?
Talking about season one, episode 12, The Secret.
Seth struggles to make up for the way he acted over the holidays. Ryan and Luke become partners for a history project.
ASMR. They sure do. We start the episode with that song that we were singing in the beginning. A long time ago, We Used to Be Friends by the Dandy Warhols.
I remember this being my favorite intro to any OC episode.
It is
literally
so
ever.
Funny. Seth is dancing down the halls of the Cohen household. And then all of a sudden he like walks in. He's like, oh, my God.
I'm not feeling so good.
He's not feeling very good. Maybe he has the summer flu.
Maybe he needs some antibiotics. Oh, the summer flu? I just got it.
Ryan is funny now. Ryan is very funny now. Seth is obviously avoiding going to school because he doesn't want to see Summer or Anna.
Yeah.
It's also being fucking gross because he's like, I'm the victim here. What am I supposed to do? Not kiss them back? Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. That's the option. Is to be like, no, sorry. Like,
I also like that he's like, I'm not afraid of Summer and Anna, all right? Well, I'm not afraid of Anna.
I'm afraid of Summer.
I'm absolutely
rage blackouts.
Terrified of
rage
summer.
Blackouts.
This is also the intro that gives us the great phrase.
Oh my God.
Yogaladies.
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 I think you just like saying it. I think I kind of do.
Yogaladies.
Yogaladies.
Kirsten is, she doesn't want to go to Yogaladies.
Nope.
Because Julie basically told everybody that she was drunk on Thanksgiving and they're all going to be talking about her.
Yeah.
Yogaladies. They both decide to go to
and
their respective things.
Things. And Ryan and Sandy cheers to not doing anything wrong.
Yes, they
like,
are.
Why are these guys so smug?
They're so smug.
Seth goes, because for the first time, neither of them did anything wrong.
Right.
And then they both are like, oh, cheers to you, back at you. And then they just like smugly drink their little coffees.
Yogaladies. Yogaladies. I think about Yogaladies like maybe once a week, honestly. I just love that.
Then we're in school and, ugh, Marissa's pointless scarf.
Okay. I have a lot of feelings about that. We all wore a lot of pointless scarfs, I feel like, back in the early
2000s. That scarf was like a Rory Gilmore pointless
Rory Gilmore scarf, but that was very, like, I actually wrote, I think I that I, like.
You like her scarf?
No, this is a different outfit. Different outfit later. Never mind. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? But it was like an accessory because like you don't need scarves in Southern California.
I guess.
You do sometimes. It gets a little cold.
Yeah.
Ryan and Luke have to do a project for history class on the Spanish Inquisition. Mm-hmm. A fun little Easter egg here is you can hear the teacher being like, Stephanie, Bobby and Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie. Miss Savage.
Stephanie,
Savage,
are you listening?
Yeah, who is an executive producer on the show and one of the creators of the show is Stephanie Savage. So I thought that was kind of a cute, like,
amazing.
Hannah, the more you know. Dun, 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 dun.
Great.
Sandy. In the back. Oh, sorry. You go ahead.
Now, is there a Sandy thing or is this the bathroom stuff?
I was going to Sandy being at Jimmy's place. I think the bathroom stuff is after they eat lunch. Sandy is telling Jimmy at Jimmy's apartment that if he makes full restitution by January 1st, he will be clear. He will have no jail time. Everything will be good.
Yeah.
But that means that he's going to have to sell the house.
In like 3 weeks.
In like 3 weeks. But it's like the market was very good back then, I guess.
Yeah.
Marissa had lunch with Seth and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of yells at him a little bit about the about
his behavior.
His behavior.
Yeah.
So she's telling Summer that in the bathroom, and she's like, "What did Seth say? What did Seth say?" And
Marissa is your loyalty?
Such a bad friend. She literally just leaves Summer. She's not like, "Bye, mm-hmm. Summer." Like, yep. She literally just like, she's in mid-conversation with Summer and then just leaves the bathroom. So then, like, Summer's
while
like,
Anna
what did he
in.
Say?
Yeah.
Anna walks in and Anna's like, who? And then Summer opens the stall and is like,
Seth.
Oh.
Oh, it's you.
But then they kind of become friends.
Yeah. You're like flossing at school.
I actually like them as friends.
I
hate the way that this episode ends.
I agree. I literally was like, I hate it. I love the Summer and Anna camaraderie.
Yeah.
And I love Anna's line because she was like, I couldn't possibly be interested in him. And she's like, why? Because he's interested in me? And she goes, no, because I couldn't possibly be interested in someone who treats women that way.
Right.
I said, fuck yes, Anna.
Fuck
Correct.
Yes, Anna.
Correct.
Like, it's so, yeah.
They're so cute as friends.
They are so cute as friends. And I fucking hate the way that it ends. We'll get there. We'll yell about it.
Yeah.
But they kind of become friends again later in the Rooney episode.
The Rooney
and I think they're fun because they're two very different people.
Mm-hmm.
But in that way, they kind of mesh each other a little bit. I think they kind of balance out things that they need.
Like,
I don't know.
Summer makes Anna a little more fun.
Yeah.
Anna like, makes Summer more serious.
Yeah. I like them together as friends.
That's
and I think it's sweet. Because everybody needs like a friend that's on the opposite spectrum of like something. I mean, you always have to have something in common with a friend, I think. But like,
totally.
There's a lot of my friendships where I'm like, if I didn't have this person, like, I wouldn't know about this, or I wouldn't,
these
like,
things.
I wouldn't go to this certain place because I, you know, like, it's.
Because they brought, like,
introduced
me to that.
Yeah, they brought a good part of me out, or, like, so totally. I appreciate them together. I mean, maybe reading a little bit too into it. But they decide to kind of almost pretend to be friends, but almost, like, kind of bond over the fact that they're both mad at Seth.
They bump into them in the hallway, and he's like, oh, you guys are friends, and I think Anna's like, yeah, we are. Or one of them decides to just like go with that.
Yeah.
She's like, we're gonna do that. And Summer's like, what? And she's like, right, yeah, we are hanging out. And we're gonna go to the library. And then later we're gonna go shopping at South Coast Plaza. Great.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking
of friendships.
Oh my god, these women at Yoga Lattes.
What the fuck is this like sensual stretching that redhead is doing where
god.
She's like rubbing her leg?
They're all like
stretching,
they're at Yoga Lattes class, and they're all just like, Kirsten, you feeling better? I heard you were a little, like, worse for wear at Thanksgiving. Go fuck yourselves. Yeah, I was drunk, bitch.
Yeah.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate them all so much.
Also, Julie's braids, oh my god. Her pigtail braids.
She looked so young and also, like, so cute.
It was adorable.
Julie is very much like, are you feeling better? Blah, blah, blah. How long ago was Thanksgiving? Like 4 days ago, probably? Like, let's say, like, this is the Monday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, yes, of course she's better. Oh, God,
yeah,
Julie. I hate her.
She's like, well, I just wanted to be a good friend. She's like, well, if we're all friends, why don't you start acting like
that? Right.
Thanks, Kirsten.
I hate her. I love her. Mm-hmm. I hate her. I love her. So we go to
Ryan's going into the belly
Ryan's
of the beast.
Ryan's going into the belly of the beast, a.k.a. the Ward family household.
Yeah.
They're working on the project. He meets Luke's family, his very stressed out mom, those two monster brothers he's got.
Oh my God.
They are just little goblins. They're just running around the house with that horrible spiky hair that all boys had in 2003.
Oh my God.
And they're like tussling with a football and it's awful.
And she's like, who wants a snack?
And they're like,
baby!
Oh,
like, they're like fucking rabid animals.
They are goblins. we meet Luke's dad briefly, and he seems like just a very nice guy. He's just like, hey, like, come to the tailgate with us. Like, I was a history major, and now I own car dealerships and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Ryan, I don't know if you're a Trojan man.
Trojan man.
Dun, 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 dun.
Luke's got some ideas for the project.
He's so smart and prepared.
He's being very prepared.
I love him.
We don't really see the side of Luke often. We usually just see that, like, show up queer side.
Yeah,
so I kind of
liked
that he was like, I've got this idea. Like, I got a bunch of stuff from the library and I've got these things. And I'm like,
that's why you're at this school.
That's
the Luke I like.
This episode starts the Luke that I like.
Right.
There are moments of it in the beginning, the first few episodes, where he kind of shines through every once in a while. Like when he gives Ryan the ride and
after he gets shot, he's Luke.
Yeah. He's like kind of nice again. Like there are moments, and I this is when the tide starts to turn.
Mm-hmm.
I especially love him in the Rooney episode and the Palm Springs episode, which we will get to, of course.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite Lukes for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
So they're getting started with
the project.
And the plan is to, he can pull some information at home and then like bring it over to his dad's dealership because a lot of tech jargon, laser scanners, and
he says that
iBooks.
He can put they basically they're gonna make a PowerPoint presentation on his dad's PowerBook, which I guess is like you know like a MacBook essentially, but it's at his dad's dealership, so they're just gonna go get it later.
Yeah, some sort of scanning.
Jimmy,
please never do a close up on Jimmy's feet again.
Oh my god, that was traumatizing. Weird. I was like, what's happening?
I'm like, who are these feet?
Jimmy calls Julie and is like, hey, I've got to sell the house or I'm going to go to jail.
Right.
And Julie, this is a very short scene, but Julie's literally just like, well, maybe you should. Maybe you deserve to go to jail.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. And then she just hangs up on him. And I was like, honestly, maybe he does. He stole, like, what, $4 million? Is that $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking insane.
I love her shirt that she's wearing, by the way. It's like a black and white striped shirt with this, like, lace chest
area. Oh, I liked it, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
really nice.
Julie's hot. Julie dresses so insane, but she's hot. So Ryan and Luke go to the dealership, and they're kind of bonding over, like, these cool cars and, like,
a jet ski.
They're looking at this jet ski, and they sit in a car, and there's, like, oh, like, the sound system is sweet, and, like, they're listening to it, and they're just, like, kind of becoming friends a little bit.
And Ryan says, hey, is that your dad?
And, yeah, it's his dad with his business partner.
And they hold hands.
And then they kiss.
Hands.
Hands. And then they kiss mouths.
Face!
Oh, man.
Get it, Dad and Gus.
I mean, good for you, Dad, but, like, also, oh, shit.
Also, you're cheating on someone.
You are. And it is, man, was this, this is a really interesting episode.
Well, and I think it.
The way that they handle it.
Because I feel like this, the tension, when I was watching this, my roommate was kind of watching it, and I don't think she remembered, or maybe she hadn't seen this, but as he's, like, getting in the car and stuff, she's like, don't get in the car, don't get in the car, and I was thinking, like, Ryan was going to get busted for trying to steal a car, or, like, because that's his
that's interesting.
From before.
But
and
then
that,
they
like,
kind of skirt, and they're like,
hey,
it's
and then,
actually
hey,
this.
Actually, we're finding out some, like, really serious information about Luke's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to humanize Luke, I think, too. This is
blindsided
during the Bush era, too. So it's not, you know, like it's not like, you know, we're watching this in the 60s or anything, but we were under a conservative,
like a
sort
ask,
of.
Don't tell type
situation. And also, like, we talk, Seth brings this up later, is like, this is a very conservative town. Like, this is all, they're all, you know, rich white people. So it's, this is very like, Luke runs away because he's just in shock.
And
is like, don't tell anyone to Ryan.
Ryan's
and Ryan's like,
I won't.
No, I won't.
Clearly.
I won't.
But
he tells Marissa.
God fucking damn it, Ryan. I'm not even telling Seth. And I was like, I just really wish Ryan would not have told Marissa.
I get why he told Marissa. Because if something like this happened, I would tell. Like, if I was Ryan, I think I would tell my girlfriend.
But here's the thing.
But it's also, like, it's tough because, like, Luke said not to say anything.
Luke said not to say anything. And, like, I feel
it's
like...
It's not your secret to tell.
It's not your secret to tell. Could you tell someone who's not as close to that?
Like, yeah, exactly.
The fact that she is his ex-girlfriend.
That's
like, if he was dating
sticky.
Someone that is unrelated to Luke,
fine.
Fine.
Because what are they going to do?
It.
Like, you
I
know.
Mean, I tell, like, sometimes I tell people, not secrets, but, like, shit, I, like, vent to people that are away from the group that
they're
like,
away from the situation
about,
yeah
because they're like a non-biased like third party person
I do it all
but
the time
like,
yeah
no oh no
I yeah
So they she t- he tells her
he tells her what happened
and then they go into the kitchen and she's so fucking weird
she's being so weird Seth
which
is like
why
I want
should
gossip
not have told her.
I want gossip like what do they have like a cult like cross burning like what's
cyborgs,
going on
cyborgs supremacists
and
vegans.
Ryan's just like no I was cool like
yeah
it's fine and Marissa's just being completely silent and it's just
and like has her face like uncomfortably
it's
close
so
to
dumb.
A magazine
it's like so clearly they're hiding something this is the outfit I love it, actually I love this outfit dark green shirt with like a navy short skirt and like little red ribbons on it I was like I'd wear that today absolutely 100% but anyway Luke is very hostile with Ryan at school he is like I'll just do it myself I'll finish the project myself we got nothing to talk about and then he
what
calls,
are you looking at queer
he calls Seth the queer
he's like you need new material Luke
which is funny.
But that comforts like, Seth in a way because he thought that,
like they were going to
Ryan
and Luke were friends.
And he was like, this is weirdly comforting to me that he does not like you.
Marissa is like, I promise I won't tell.
Yeah.
Seth goes into, like, a study hall and attempts to talk to Anna, who is wearing the worst outfit I've ever seen. I hate this outfit.
I literally, but I said Anna's outfit is iconic. The pink fuzzy newsboy cap. It looks and like a billion Xenon. Other layers. Yes, that's
she
why I like
She looks like
it.
Xenon. No, but nobody dresses like that in real life.
It's fine. No one's allowed to wear hats in school.
You're not allowed
life.
To wear hats in school. They're that's they can wear a lot of stuff at Harbor School.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Marissa's not reaching the three thing. What is that three finger rule or whatever with skirts?
Yep.
Yeah, no way. he's trying to talk to Anna.
Yeah.
And
Summer's also super cute with that headband.
Yeah, Summer looks really cute. Preppy. Summer kind of looks like a cute,
like 1950s schoolgirl.
Who is on Scooby-Doo? Like, kind of like Daphne. She looks like Daphne a little bit with like a little, like, the popped collar. And I don't know. She looks super cute.
Yeah.
And they start talking to each other because they're like, fuck you, Seth. We're going to talk to each other. We're going to giggle. And we're talking about, like, biology. Farm. Yeah.
Kittens prefer cream or fish, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Or if you're not a cat person, King Philip comes over for good sex.
Yeah, definitely not a cat person. that's a good way to remember that. If any of our listeners are high school students or college students, still don't remember that to this day.
Yep.
Kirsten and Julie are at Yoga Lattes.
Oh, God. Back at Yoga Lattes.
Caleb and Julie are over temporarily.
Oh, yeah.
Because Julie needs a place to live. And Kirsten is like, I can help you or my dad can help you. And Caleb is like, no, like, I'm not helping you. It's going to compromise our relationship.
Do they talk about this at lunch or do they talk
this
about this
in the locker room? This is in the locker room still.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, well, if you're going to compromise the relationship, then there's just not going to be a relationship, essentially. So they kind of like, they talk later. Miranda doesn't believe me right now. She's,
I don't, because I feel like in the locker room they don't really talk about very much because it's just that those women are...
They break it. I literally just watched this like 5 hours ago.
Okay.
They are having this conversation and
because
then...
I just have, you must not have stretched properly. Julie's being bitchy to Kirsten, and then awful short hair mom comes in and spreads this Luke dad drama, and then we see I thought that they talked about all of that Caleb stuff.
Because I have Caleb dumped Julie over compromising the relationship. Taryn runs in with the big gossip.
Oh, okay, so maybe. Yeah,
I think they don't get to finish. They don't get to finish that conversation.
Totally.
Taryn, who is the short-haired woman, that is Taryn. Her. We've been wondering what her name is forever.
Amazing.
She runs in. She's like, "Oh my god, you guys won't believe what I just heard."
So, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
blah.
And it's obviously about Luke's dad.
And then we see Jimmy and Sandy.
Oh boy, this eating. Is rough.
Yeah,
they're at the club. Eating lunch by the tennis courts, and Jimmy's like, "You've been very cool about
considering everything."
And Sandy's like, "Considering what?"
I was like, "Oh fuck, Jimmy's gonna tell him."
Jimmy tells him that Kirsten and Jimmy kissed.
Mm-hmm.
More so that Jimmy kissed Kirsten, and her mouth did not move.
Yeah, Sandy's face.
Sandy did not know. Oof. And what a great slow zoom onto his face.
And he's literally not moving, but you can see his breath, like his chest.
Yeah, he's like. Ew. Peter Gallagher is doing the work in this scene. He's doing great. Mm-hmm. So clearly he's very upset.
Then we follow some more rumor spreading shenanigans, which reminds me so much. Did you see Crazy Rich Asians?
I did see Crazy Rich
Asians. It reminds me of like that beginning scene where they're like, who is this girl? Who is he with?
Blah, 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 blah.
And it's just like, because this mom told this mom and then that mom. Somehow someone at the school knows about it now. And then like the kids are talking about it.
Yeah.
Word
spreads fast in Newport Beach, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And there's some terrible jokes by some bros. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're all like, oh.
I heard his dad's favorite show is Dawson's Crack.
Like,
I heard it was Everwoody.
Like, cool.
Great.
Hilarious.
Fucking caveman.
Luke assumes Ryan told someone, because Ryan says, I'm sorry, because clearly he did tell someone. He told Marissa.
Yes.
Ryan's like, goes up to Marissa and is like, who did you tell?
Yeah.
And then they just start like fighting again. And I'm just like, I'm so old. Because I'm looking at this and I'm like, teenagers are awful.
Yeah. Also, but they're like, had you not told her, you wouldn't
trust me. If you hadn't told her, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yep.
But you shouldn't have fucking told her in the first place.
Yep.
Ryan.
God. Yep. And then we're back at lunch with, is it lunch?
I have. Sandy comes home and says, you know, he basically tells her, she's like cutting roses, and he's like, tells her that Jimmy.
Cutting roses, Jesus.
I mean, that's what she's doing.
I know. It's just such a weird fucking activity.
It
that
is,
you
yeah.
Only
she was just
movies.
Like literally like snipping roses.
I know.
And
her bangs are not flattering at all.
Yeah, they are not. They're bad. But they're probably very cool in 2003. Totally. He's basically like, yeah, like, I know that you and Jimmy kissed, like, and why didn't you tell me? He's like, I don't want to sound too high school, but he kissed you? And woo, Sandy, what a scene.
I know.
What a scene.
And, like, if it meant nothing, then why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
And then she says later, too, it means nothing. And he says, it means something to me.
Ooh. Mm. Oof. That's rough.
Thank you.
Buddy. We're at another awkward Cohen dinner where Seth is trying to make jokes about the fact that Luke's dad is gay.
Yeah, and he's like, they seemed really happy. And he goes, by happy, do you mean gay?
Yeah. Sandy's like, cuts that shit out quick.
So would you shut the fuck up,
he
Seth?
He literally is just like, this is an entire family that is ruined. Like, you need to, like,
you need to cool
fuck
your
up.
Jets. Yeah.
And Seth is like, yeah, well, you know, he's coming out. I bet they'll be very accepted because this is such a liberal community.
Such a liberal, tolerant bunch.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That was at the expense of Orange County,
right.
Not Luke's dad.
Right.
God.
Yeah.
And then, so this is the thing I keep thinking that we were at. Then they're in the Yogalati's, the Yogalati's locker room again.
Yes.
And the women are, like, being catty and shit.
Yes.
And just Kirsten and Julie are both, like, not into it.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And then someone's like, I can't be here right now. And she's like, you want to go to lunch? Could you eat? And she's like, yeah, what did you have in mind? Fried food and beer? Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here and have some delicious fried awesomeness.
That sounds really good.
It sounds really good.
Yeah. So they go and they just bond about how annoying Caleb is.
Yeah.
Like, everything bad about Caleb.
Everything bad about Caleb and, like, those people that are annoying. And she's like, yeah, I used to love, like, gossiping about stuff. But then I became homeless and suddenly shit's not so funny. Like, great. Do you like that he calls you Kiki? Because he kept calling me Juju.
Oh, my God.
Like that candy that gets stuck in your teeth.
I know, that juju that gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. And then back at school.
Yeah, Seth apologizes to Summer and to Anna together.
And they look so cute. They're very matchy-matchy.
They're very matchy-matchy.
Yeah.
And since he apologizes to them, apparently they're just not friends anymore.
Yeah.
They just immediately are like, oh, they're going to study for this test together. They're like, oh, I study better alone. Oh, I'm going to go do this.
I don't like flashcards, actually.
Yeah. I hate it. I get it, like, for the comedy of the show, I guess. I don't know. I just was like, I get it, but I also hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that they just are like, oh, well, he's nice to us.
Yeah. It was a decent apology, though.
It was. Seth actually, like, mans up and, like, legitimately apologizes to both of them, but I just didn't like the way that it was written, like, for the two of them to not be friends.
But then
anymore.
They're like, okay, great.
They're like, okay, great, we can stop pretending to be friends ourselves. I don't know. It's just, it left me with it. And it was like that. When I first watched it, too, I
totally
didn't like that either.
And then they both, like, instantly start asking Seth out. Like,
yeah.
Summer asks him out for Saturday.
Yep.
And then Anna asks him out for Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, in the interest of honesty.
Right.
I'm going out with Summer. And she's like, cool, what are you doing Friday?
Right.
Thank God.
Well, what are you doing Friday night?
Oh, my God. They should. If this was happening nowadays, they would just get into a throuple and it would be great.
That's exactly what would be.
Some polyamory and Newport
Beach. Some polyamory stuff.
Luke
asks Ryan and Marissa to come over.
Yeah.
He apologizes because he knows that, Luke's dad, after he saw Luke at the dealership, came out to his mom, and his mom freaked out and called a couple of friends, and then spread.
We know these women.
The house is completely different. It's like the mom is crying. The brothers are like just
motionless,
like watching TV.
Yeah.
Luke's dad tries to apologize. Luke runs away.
Aww.
Very dramatic. But it is like, it's very sad. So he goes with Ryan and Marissa to like a baseball diamond and drinking. And, you know, they're just letting him rant a little bit.
Yeah.
When some kids from another high school come over and they're like basically just doing a bunch of early 2000s like gay jokes at them. He's like, oh, you want a date?
Couple Harbor butt pirates.
But pirates. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah.
So stupid. But in typical OC fashion, after they say the word fag, which I hate saying out loud, Ryan and Luke actually love this moment. They
when
get
they,
up in their face and they look at each other and then they punch at the same time.
But then, like, six more dudes
that.
Show up.
Yeah, six
and then
more dudes
like,
show up.
Oh, shit.
And it's commercial break, but the next time we see them, they're coming into the Cohen household and Luke has been
just destroyed.
Destroyed. Beat up very much.
And he was like, I didn't do it this time.
It wasn't me this time.
I didn't do it this time. I didn't do it this time.
Julie brings Kirsten some flowers in the meantime. Julie
and
Caleb made up because of the talk that Kirsten and Julie had.
Yeah. About how, like, you know.
Like, life is short and you should spend it with people that you love. And
I'm not a replacement for your, like, dead wife that you loved a shit ton.
And you've
like,
been trying to replace ever since.
Yeah,
Caleb is buying Julie's house as an investment.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, he is so rich.
Just a random $4 million investment.
So, oh, God damn. Great. So Jimmy's not going to go to jail. So yeah. It's a show of love from Caleb to Julie.
Oh, my God.
And she says, just think, maybe one day your dad will be your neighbor.
Totally.
Oh, my God.
So Kirsten goes from that shit to, like, yep. Sandy being like, hey, Seth, ask your mother this. And then he's like, mom, blah, blah, blah. And Kirsten's like, okay, tell your father this. And, like, ask your mother this. And tell your father this. And he's like, or you guys could just fucking talk to each other. And
right.
Stop using me as, like, a conduit for your conversation. And then that's when Luke and Ryan come in, like, all beaten up.
Yeah. Just
after that, like, awkwardness.
And, right. yeah. They call Luke's dad.
Yeah.
Luke's dad comes over. Yeah. Sandy gives him a great speech about parenthood, fatherhood.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, like, being a good father is like being open and
yeah.
And it's nice. Yeah. It's very Sandy Cohen.
Yeah. I'm prone to impressive speeches.
He is. so Luke and his dad leave together. Yeah. So we're under the impression that they're gonna have some talks.
And then Ryan Marissa, I think as that's happening, like she was like, the unwritten rule is you're allowed to tell your girlfriend.
Right. Like, yeah. So they're like, they make up.
Like, is it?
Kirsten and Sandy make up in the kitchen.
Everyone's
you know?
Just making up.
Everyone's making up. Next day at school, you know, Luke's like, oh, like everyone's going to be talking about me.
I know. This is going to be weird.
It is.
Like, I'm still the kid from Chino who burned a house down.
Yep.
I'm still the girl who almost killed herself in Mexico. I'm still Seth Cohen.
Skateboards. Skateboards into
Ariel
the sunset.
Out.
And that's that. That's the secret. That's the episode. Secret. Any final thoughts on this episode?
I have a couple.
Sure.
So we kind of breezed through a little bit of the drinking in the dugout when Luke is venting about, like, whenever my dad said he was working late or, like, all these business trips and he missed my games and blah, 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 blah. And Ryan says, like, it doesn't matter, man. Like, your dad still came or whatever. And he's like, well... I don't remember how he gets into this, but he basically says, like, it matters, especially if you had a dad who didn't make it to any of your games or didn't even know what sport you played.
Right.
Which I'm like, Ryan, buddy, that's some sad shit. Sad
yeah. Shit. No, that's rough.
Yeah.
It's a little insight into,
yeah,
into Ryan's past.
Shitty life. Yeah. I think that's really the only thing that, like, I wanted to mention because as previously mentioned, I'm Ryan Atwood, mm-hmm. and any sort of like woe is me, let me talk about my shit life, I just have to get into it about Ryan.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. And I like this episode a lot. I think it's there's a lot of gay jokes in it because it's again 2003, but I think that they handle it
fairly well,
interestingly. Yeah, I think Sandy's
especially
speech at the end is very like it's very like warm, and he's like, he's, you're still his father, you're still gonna be there for him, you know, just talk to him. And the way that Seth makes the joke about how the community is very like liberal or whatever, because the women, like the Yoga Lattes women, are like making like these horrible jokes where she's like, hell, he never made a pass at me, I feel so much better. And it's just it's gross.
Fucking woman.
The whole like Newport thing, the whole community is fucking gross about it, but the show itself I think treats it well.
The people in the show are not great.
Right.
But they
are
not looked at as role models.
Right, exactly,
like
exactly. Yeah, totally.
Stephanie, are you listening?
Miss Savage. Miss Savage. We'll see you next week.